and lettuce. We like celery and lettuce, stuff like that. That Chinese cabbage, and all that kind of stuff.
Everything.
I believe in eating.
You can prepare vegetables. I learned that here.
Yeah.
Most of us.
Yeah. You see that celery with this Tupperware stuff now, you can keep it a long time, in your refrigerator, in that, and it'll keep a long, long time. And tomatoes and apples. We've got apples down I've got refrigerator down to milk barn. And I keep apples and my pea seed and stuff like that in there. And so the beans and peas that the bugs get in. Mm-hmm. And so I've got that down there. And popcorn, we'll shell it out, put it down there, and then it's ready to use when we want it.
Oh, that's great.
And we got some of that little strawberry popcorn. I don't know, you probably noticed some of it in the kitchen dining room.
Saw that before.
Well, it sure does pop good. And I told Bug it's more like aristocratic because it's so tender and good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Strawberry popcorn.
I'm going to jot that down for my own use. This is this is for the university, but this is something I'd like to try to grow myself. Strawberry popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't get much larger.
No. I tell you, well, I'll get it after. No, don't let me forget it. I've got some in there on the table of vegetables. Squash is another thing. Pumpkins and eggplant and a different kind of squash is like acorn squash and the old crookneck squash. And things like that. I like to have all kind. Peppers, different kind of peppers, sweet peppers and hot peppers, and all kind. Then we make pepper relish out of the onions and the pepper, or you can have stuffed peppers. I fixed some the other day.
Was that relish yours?
Yeah.
That was delicious.
Yeah. It is, and it's just the pepper. Now, you make it hot, but your children don't like it, and some grown-ups don't, so I don't make it very hot. Mm-hmm. But now, it's good, I think.
Yes, it is.
It's the sweet peppers, ripe sweet peppers. Mm-hmm. And then you stuff them. I've got several that are stuffed here just a little while ago, just before that big frost. See, we hadn't had frost here. I think this lake keeps us from having frost. Now, out as Bugger's going to work, well, she'd see frost, and ice out, and we hadn't had any. We haven't had a killing frost even yet, because there's quite a lot of the flowers and things out that haven't been killed yet.
Well, the lake keeps the air.
I believe it does. I don't know what else it is that we can attribute it to on of the lake.
Do you grow melons?
Yes, mushmelons. We can grow them in the garden, watermelon. I had some this year, those little tiny, watermelons. See, they're just about like that, two or three. And, those little tiny ones, they're just a little bit bigger than those. I believe they call them refrigerator melons or something like that. Anyway, you can... one's all you want. I mean, half of one or a fourth of one. Yeah, they're delicious. A little T90 seed, black seed, and we just enjoy them. And they're sweet too. They're real good. And cantaloupes, we enjoy cantaloupes, different kind. We can raise them in the garden too. Oh, we have all kind of garden. All this down here's garden. All this out here, and then another patch out yonder. And
do you work it yourselves?
Yes. Is that
right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all work, all right. But I enjoy it, because and talking about this popcorn now, it'll be five or six of those little T90 ears on a stalk. Now, it looks just like corn, only it don't get stalk. It'll have silks and tassels and all, just like the corn.
Oh,
but it's...